Bob's done a great job with the club, and as you say, through some fairly difficult times, but he stuck to it. One of the things that he's done is he's worked very hard on building our Wanderers side, which is our second team. And the good thing is that this season we've been able to pull a lot of those players in when necessary into the first 15. That will enable us for next season to have a lot of those players who will be our first team players. So there's a great benefit to the club and all the work that Bob's done.
Yeah, so obviously you've come to a stage where you've had to let him go. I mean, that is financial considerations first and foremost.
Yeah, it's 100% financial, yeah, nothing other than that. And the situation that we found ourselves in this season, yeah, this hasn't come out of the blue to those who are kind of at the pointy end. This has been a strategic decision. We are being positive about this. We're being proactive as opposed to reactive. And what we are saying to people is, look, you know, next month we will not be able to pay you. So everybody who's at the club and involved in the club, and I'm talking about the players and some of the other associated people in terms of who get paid, we are actually having to say to them, you will be paid for this month, but next month we can't pay you, and therefore we will have to make you redundant. And, you know, people will then be able to, make a decision in terms of the players as to whether they wish to continue to play for the club for the rest of the season, but without being paid. Some of those, I can say, with confidence, have already indicated that they will stay with the club, but we're still in negotiations with some of the others.
So on a sort of player-by-player basis, how much of an impact do you see this making on the squad? Because I know you guys have been, you know, you've worked really hard to get different sorts of deals for players. There are players who aren't contracted who do different sorts of work and then get involved on the rugby side as well. What sort of impact will this have on the playing squad? Is it going to significantly damage it, or are you going to keep the bulk of your quality players?
At the moment, as I said to you, I'm in negotiations. Unfortunately, some of the players couldn't attend the meeting last night, so I've still got to talk to them and find out what they're going to do. I can tell you that some of the key players have indicated that they will be staying with the club to the end of the season, and I have to tell you again that not all of the players who turn out on the Saturday for the first 15 are paid. So it's going to make no impact there. The Northampton boys that we get, we don't pay those. They're covered off by Northampton. So again, you know, we don't have a problem there. Although, having said that, with the internationals coming up, we will be losing some of those players anyway. But yes, the backbone of the squad will stay with us. There may be some key players that won't be with us, but I can't tell you who they are at the moment.
But the upshot is you're confident that your side will be competitive enough in National One?
Yes. We need to get a win from somewhere to absolutely cement our position in this league. That might happen on Saturday. It might happen against Birmingham. I think we've got a good chance against Birmingham. Stourbridge are the threat to us. Stourbridge is actually the last game of the season, so you never know. That could be turning out to be a very interesting game. Yes, but I'm confident that we can stay in National One. I'd just like to add as well that because of the measures we're taking, we've been looking at this financial situation for some time. We knew we'd be okay to the end of January, but it's looked for a while that after that we would have to make some dramatic cuts, and that meant players. But the bank, I can tell you now, the bank are supporting us. They are behind the decisions that we've made, and the bank are staying with us and supporting us. So everything is okay, other than the fact that we can't afford to pay players.